about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who works the dials and deals with me day in and day out. We got Double D working for you every day. Talk Superstation, big kisses and hugs goes out to DJ and Talk Diamond Joe. Talk Superstation playing us live, as well as all our affiliates out there. Thank you. Let's go to today's headlines. Apparently, we have gotten a peek into the home of the Sandy Hook Elementary killer, Adam Lanza's home. And we found out that he had an arsenal of ammunition, weapons, rifles, knives, samurai swords, damaged computer equipment, journals, and a newspaper clipping of a school shooting at Northern Illinois University. Also, they found a report card, right, from the time Adam Lanza had attended Sandy Hook Elementary School. Adam Lanza had, before Christmas, shot and killed multiple students, little innocent first graders and kindergartners at Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook Elementary, as well as teachers in the Connecticut shooting. And he had probably plotted one of the deadliest school shootings in this nation's history. And this is the first time we have been able to get a little bit of a glimpse of what was in his house. Now, he also killed his mother. Adam Lanza was 20 years old at the time when he did the shooting, killed his mother, Nancy Lanza. This occurred December 14th. From what we understand, he had a pretty spacious house, which was yellow, that he shared with his mother in Newtown. He then drove to Sandy Hook Elementary, killed 20 first graders and 6 educators before killing himself as police officers arrived. The search warrants, they say, which a judge agreed to partly redact at the request of prosecutors, does now take a peek at what could have possibly been going on in his mind. Since the shootings, from what we understand, we haven't gotten that much information, but he was kind of a loner. He spent hours in his darkened basement room playing video games. Some people say the video games were violent, okay? The mom had collected handguns. One of her weapons, a semi-automatic rifle, is from what we understand, what Adam Lanza used. A Bushmaster XM15-E2S semi-automatic rifle with several 30-round magazines. He also had a 12-gauge shotgun in his car. And they believe he fired more than 150 rounds in the school. Now, they believe Mr. Lanza had Asperger syndrome, which is a variant of autism. But when you look and you see what was in the house, okay, you know, and you compile all this, it blows our mind that somebody would have that much weaponry. Now, many of us are kind of stopping and looking at, okay, well, what do we have? Okay, well, a lot of us have guns, okay, but, you know, we have a few guns. Some of us do like to collect samurai swords and the, I can't think of the term. I know it's at the tip of my tongue, where you throw it in a cup like a boomerang, you know, or those dual round, you see them in World of Warcraft, and, I mean, there are these weapons where you throw and then you kind of catch like a boomerang, although I don't know how you catch them because they have swords on them. But I know a lot of people, they collect guns, they collect knives, they collect samurai weaponry. I mean, that doesn't mean they're going to be a mass shooter. But he seemed to have an arsenal, from what we understand, of bullets, just like James Holmes. James Holmes, from what we understand, his apartment was filled with bullets. And, you know, that kind of makes you nervous. I wonder if the government may be looking at this wrong. I mean, the government wants to, and President Obama was speaking again today, trying to come up with a quote-unquote common-sense approach to gun control. I mean, I almost wonder if buying a weapon shouldn't be looked at as much as the purchase of a whole bunch of rounds, you know, of bullets. But see, here's the thing. When I go and practice shooting, you go through those bullets like water. Okay? I mean, and, you know, I mean, unfortunately, ammunition is expensive, so we don't buy that much. But we will buy when we can. If we know we're going to be going shooting, we'll try to buy in bulk enough for us to practice our shooting. You know, so the reason why we're spending so much time on this as a country is because we want to identify who is going to be the next shooter to stop them before they do this. So we're like, okay, well, you know, is it not somebody going to buy the gun? Is it somebody going to buy the bullets, the ammunition? You know, what should prompt us to investigate and maybe search their house? Apparently, police said they combed through Adam Lanza's home. All right, they found hundreds of rounds of ammunition and a host of weapons in a brown safe and in bedroom closets. The warrants list at least four weapons, including one found in the car of Mr. Lanza. Okay, so now they're saying there's four weapons. I thought they had said there were more. Right? They also say that he had a newspaper clipping. Okay, from February 18, 2008, about the shooting at Northern Illinois University. In that shooting, Stephen Kazmariak killed five people and injured 21 on Valentine's Day before killing himself. Now, if somebody has newspaper clippings, does that mean we should hone in on him? Well, I mean, a lot of us do research. I always get nervous if somebody decides to go back through my computer to see what I search and they don't realize I do radio. Because what I do is I find an article and then I decide to expand and research. So when there was that law, I think in Florida passed, where you can't commit bestiality, I started to look up bestiality. I started, you know, so I'm like, oh, I don't want people thinking I'm into that. I'm just looking it up because I want to talk about it on the show. So, you know, you got to be careful when this kid, you know, he did a report on guns. You're noticing that ever since Sandy Hook, you know, teachers are starting to crack down on kids. One child had talked about his Christmas break going shooting with his mom. And I guess the teacher had an absolute fit because he was talking about shooting. So, I mean, you know, how do we identify prospective shooters? What do we do without becoming paranoid? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while we're talking about what police are finding in Adam Lanza's home, I got to tell you, you want to know what I'm freaked out about now next? Listen to some of these headlines. Florida mom Jenna Porter kills 3-year-old daughter, then turns gun on herself. Apparently she took her 3-year-old daughter out into a golf course, killed daughter, kills herself. Here's another headline. Father kills son, self injures wife and his mom. All right? Here's another one. Mom kills own son. March 3, 2013. Is it just me, or are we hearing headline after headline of people killing their children, their innocent babies? Now, every now and then we hear of a horrific case, and we don't like to talk about it. I mean, it's so tragic. We don't like hearing that news. So you don't hear the news, okay? You know, I know some people think that the media just, you know, thrives on these crises because then they get to, you know, make news stories. But a lot of news stories don't get talked about because we know people will turn off the TV. They aren't going to want to listen. It's too depressing. But I need to just spend a couple minutes telling you guys that I am seeing, even though I may not be reporting it all the time because it's too depressing, I am seeing headline after headline every week of somebody somewhere killing their kid. whether it be suffocating them, drowning them, shooting them, or jumping off a balcony. I didn't even bring up, what was it, a woman? Luckily the kid, I think, lived. A woman jumped off her Manhattan balcony with her kid. As we are trying to determine who's going to be the next mass murderer and stop him or her in their tracks, which we need to do, I think we also need to determine who is going to kill their kid or kill their wife or kill their husband. You know, I mean, last week, just locally, I was watching Fox 5 News at night. And Fox 5 News at 10, and one of my friend reporters was talking about how, I guess, an estranged couple, somebody drives up to the ex-wife's house, they get into a fight, he shoots her, he gets back into his car, shoots himself. Murder-suicide. What is going on with all these murder-suicides? And it's within the family. You almost wonder how many family-related murders are occurring as opposed to strangers, murdering strangers. I think we would be startled by the numbers. Now, what's so frightening about this is we don't screen like we should for family members wanting to kill other family members. We don't. We are starting to look at postpartum depression a little bit better. Because in postpartum depression, the baby could be at risk. If the mom is that depressed, the mom could hurt herself, the mom could hurt the baby. You could even have shaken baby syndrome, where parents are so fed up with the baby crying that they shake the baby to stop crying. But, I mean, we live in a society where we have people that can't live with their kids and are ending their own children's lives. What do we do as a society to stop that? And I mean, I just gave you a few of the headlines of this month. Okay, that doesn't even touch it. Every week, I am seeing headlines of somebody killing their kid or somebody killing their spouse. Now, some of you are like, well, that's what Obama's trying to do. He's trying to stop the guns. Gun control. No. But these people are dying by flinging themselves off a building or throwing their kid out of a window or driving into a lake or drowning, or suffocating, or stabbing, okay? You know, getting rid of the guns is not stopping the mental illness and these crazy people killing their family members. How do we screen for that? Now, the problem with these relationships is love and hate are very closely connected. So you will have some of the most passionate couples also have the most passionate fights, okay? The couples where, you know, they just kind of circle the equator and they kind of, I don't want to say Mr. Magoo type, but, you know, their lives aren't that exciting. They really don't fight about much. They kind of keep their distance, but they watch TV together. And, you know, those couples I don't seem to worry about. But the ones who say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you would not believe we had the best makeup sex, but our fight was bad. We were throwing things at each other. We tore up the house. But when we made up, it was the best sex ever. Those are the couples I freak out about. Those are the couples. You know, one of my patients, it's a family of three daughters, and the mother and father are estranged. Father was living with a new girlfriend. Father called the daughter to wish her a happy birthday, and while he was on the phone, his girlfriend decided to shoot him. And so the daughter heard his father die. And, you know, this is something that I see in my own practice. I see it in my own city. We're seeing it all the time. When are we going to investigate and come up with a system to screen for people that are going crazy and killing their kids? Should we force parents to every couple months go through a screening? The reason why I say couple months is I don't know if once a year is good enough. Because when people lose it, they lose it that day. Is it because people take medicines and then they miss their medicines? Is it because people need medicines and they don't take their medicines? Is it because people take medicines and mix it with something else? What is it? What is causing somebody to say, to hell with this, I'm going to kill everybody around me and myself? And so while we're spending this time looking at mass shooters and spending buku amounts of time trying to figure out how to take guns away and do gun control, I think we are also in desperate need of looking at families without guns that are killing each other. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, speaking of couples and lovey-dovey, another study has come out reinforcing the idea that women who take birth control pill seem to fall for less manly men. They like the men that are less rough and gruff and burly. Maybe the hormones are softening them up. Apparently, in this particular study, published in the Journal of Psychoneuroendocrinology, they looked at the romantic preferences of straight women age 18 to 24 who were taking birth control, oral contraception, versus those who didn't. Researchers showed the women composite images of young male and female faces, which could be manipulated to appear more or less masculine, like cheekbone prominence, jaw height, face width. Scientists then told the participants to alter the male faces so they were most attractive for either a short-term relationship or a long-term relationship. I like the way that's put. All right, a quickie or a longie. And to alter the female faces to make them most attractive. Excuse me. The women were tested twice, once when none of them were taking the pill, and 3 months later after some took the pill. The women themselves decided whether to join the pill-taking group or not. So they didn't force women to take a birth control if they didn't want it. They say the women who were taking the birth control pill preferred less masculine male faces, narrow jawbones, more rounded faces, my guess, Justin Bieber type. I mean, I'm going to say I've been on birth control for years. No, I do not find Justin Bieber attractive in the very least. But it's very interesting. Younger girls, though, do like the more girly featured. I mean, think back to the 1980s, right? Okay, you know, the boys that were, the guys that were considered good looking, you had Tom Cruise, you had Matthew Broderick. Oh, Lord, did you see him in Tower Heist? Hard to believe he was a heartthrob. Michael J. Fox. You know, the more, I don't want to say they're feminine looking, but they definitely weren't looking like MacGyver. Now, me, when I was older, I was into the whole MacGyver type thing. I thought MacGyver was so cute. But when you're younger, these younger girls do like these more softer looking type boys. They do, which is probably why Justin Bieber is such a hit. I know many of us are scratching our heads. All right, so anyway, so let's move on here. Researchers looked at whether taking the pill influenced a woman's choice of partners. 85 couples reported using the pill when they met 85, and then they looked at 85 couples not using it. They looked at the faces of men, judging the manliness, etc. I'm trying to read through this quickly because I know we're coming up on break. Anyway, I guess women like the more softer-looking men. Okay, so what does this mean? Means maybe if your wife is taking the pill, she may not dig the whole sweat, body odor smell that your woman not taking the pill does. Keep in mind, the pill prevents you from getting pregnant. Okay, women not on the pill are designed to get pregnant. So women will be looking for the alpha male, the more manly, hairy, strong. When you're not on the pill, you don't have that Darwinian evolutionary need. Maybe that's why. All right, guys, when we come back, more medical news. Scientists find treatment to kill cancer. Do we have a cancer cure? Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a report has come out saying that a new study has found that insurance companies will have to pay an average of 32% more for medical claims on individual health policies under Obamacare. Thus, the 32% they're going to have to pay out is going to probably translate into a 40%, my guess, increase in premiums. They say if you're uninsured or if you buy a policy directly from your insurance company, you may want to pay attention. All right? Employer plans may not be as affected. Apparently, estimates from the Society of Actuaries could turn into a political headache, they say, for the Obama administration, as people are pretty skeptical of the Affordable Health Care Act. The administration is questioning the study, saying it doesn't give the full picture. Costs will go down. No, costs are not going down. Okay, we don't have any cheaper treatments for heart attacks, cancer, transplants, etc. And on top of that, insurance companies now have to pay for birth control. and they have to pay for pre-existing conditions. No, it's not getting better. Apparently, actuaries are financial risk professionals who conduct long-range cost estimates for pension plans, insurance companies, and government programs. The study says claim costs will go up largely because sicker people will join the insurance pool. That because the law forbids insurers from turning down those with pre-existing conditions, effective January 1, 2014. So this is something we had predicted. Even though I hate it when an insurance company screws you guys over, saying, sorry, pre-existing, we're not covering it. The fact that insurance companies now have to cover anybody with pre-existing means many people probably won't spend the money paying for health insurance when they're well. Why should you? If health insurance premiums are going to be that high and insurance has to take you, if you have a condition, then you'll just wait till the last minute and save up the money. If that's the case, how does a company break even per person if your medical costs are now thousands upon thousands of dollars? The Obama administration challenged the design of the study, saying it focused on only one piece of the puzzle and ignored cost relief strategies in the law, such as tax credits to help people afford premiums and special payments to insurers who attract an outsized share of the sick. It's not going to be enough. That is not going to be enough. Here's the thing. Remember, they didn't, when they wrote this, it was not written with years and years of debate and calculation and research. It was written over a weekend, for crying out loud. And it was passed very quickly. Nobody read it. Now, some of you asked, Dr. Dahlia, did you read the bill? I read each word. Couldn't understand it. When you read that bill, it'll say, well, according to Article 17 in this act, section this, refer to section 136B, if you don't have the other acts or paperwork, you can't say you read the bill in its entirety. Because so much of the bill is saying go refer to another document. So for those of us who downloaded it, sat on the toilet, and read every word, you can't say, unless you had every single document, legal document that Obamacare referred to, that act referred to, no, you can't say you read each and every word of it. Okay, I wanted to claim I did because I sat there and read each and every word. No, because I did not have the other legal documents to refer to. So you would have probably had to have a whole room full of documents to claim that you actually read it. All right? So some states will see medical claims costs per person decline. The report concluded that the overwhelming majority will see double-digit increases in their individual health insurance markets. Oh, we did. Absolutely. My insurance tripled. For my family. Now we have a crappy insurance that doesn't pay jack diddly squat. I mean, but I'm more worried about my patients because half of my patients don't have insurance right now. They choose not to pay. They can't afford it. They can't. And again, I'm not going to go into the same thing I always say when it comes to Obamacare, but it was designed to fail. This was written so haphazard and so many of the effects weren't going to come into play until after the second election. And I just want to warn you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. It is going to get nasty. And it's going to get so bad that in 2016, Hillary Clinton, who's going to run, I don't care what anybody says, she's going to run, is going to then campaign for public option. And all of us that have gotten screwed because of the healthcare system won't be able to say, well, let's go back to pre-Obama days. We won't be able to. The damage is done. Insurance will not go back to pre-Obama days. They can't. I mean, even if Obamacare is thrown out, all right, they have lost so much money. They have lost so many people paying in premiums. No, it's not going to go back to. So we are just going to gradually fall into the progression of socialized medicine. And there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. It's sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I'm trying to see what I want to touch you guys next about. There's so many stories and so little time. You know, Fox News did a great report on a fine for being fat. We were talking about in the first hour discrimination, and how many of you guys are going to be discriminated against from a health standpoint, something that you really weren't discriminated against as much before. But now, because of health insurance and costs and trying to keep costs down, smokers, people who are overweight are going to have an issue. And so Fox kind of summed up what we've been seeing. CVS, Caremark sends a letter to employees telling them they need to weigh in, get their BMI checked, blood pressure, etc., blood sugar, if not, pay a $50 penalty per month on insurance premiums. Some people say it's a an insult to their privacy. Other people say, look, the employer is stuck paying premiums. If they're going to pay premiums, they have a right to know what they're paying for and who they're paying for. And that debate is now one that we used to not have. Employer would hire you. They would discriminate maybe on your looks, maybe on your age. Maybe we had racial discrimination, even though we tried to stop that with legislation. Now we have discrimination on weight and discrimination on health issues. So if you're a diabetic, if you have high cholesterol, you thought you had a hard time getting insurance, you're going to have a hard time getting a job. Fox also brings up being charged extra on airplanes. This is something we're going to be talking about tomorrow, where one airline had suggested increasing the weight, okay, or increasing the price of a ticket per weight, because the excess weight of a passenger excess cost of fuel. And with the rising cost of fuel, this is something that airlines are going to be eating into their pockets. Now, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm not really too empathetic, you know, and sympathetic for airlines, because I'm already paying $500 tickets for us, okay? And kids have to pay a $500 ticket just like a 220-pound adult male, so I'm not really feeling too sorry for the airlines, but that's going to be the next move, people. If you are of a certain weight, you pay more. Now, some of you say, well, that's going to solve obesity. Not the whole Mayor Bloomberg thing. If a heavy person has to pay more, then they will start to lose weight. For some people, though, it's not that easy to lose weight. If it was easy to lose weight, you think a person who's overweight wants to be overweight? Yeah, they do need some incentive sometimes. Do need a little bit more motivation to work out and to exercise. But sometimes it's just not that easy. And we live in a country where all men are created equal. And instead, we've decided to bypass that and discriminate against obese people. Why? Because we have Obamacare. I don't understand where we're going. Then, of course, we have a fine for being overweight. I guess they say the attacks on supersizing. So, I don't want to go into fast food. All right. So, we're going to see where this goes. When we come back, we're going to talk about scientists finding a treatment to kill every kind of cancer tumor. Pretty exciting. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back. How you doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. And on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Oh, those are Pacific time, of course. 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. on Saturday, Pacific time. Call in with your medical questions. But if not, and we are not live, we will take your question the next day on air. So you can leave your number on our answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email us with what's going on at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and also follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got apps out on iPhone, apps out on Android. You could download those, and then you could communicate with us by listening to the show and then finding out where to communicate with us. So you can listen to our show all day long. Okay? I don't know how you do it, though. Kind of scare me if you listen to the show all day long. For those of you in the Los Angeles area, I will be on McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning on KABC in Los Angeles at about 7:20 tomorrow, discussing the CDC, a surprising number of STDs. Now, more people have STDs than college educations, college or college graduates and jobs. But let's talk about this latest study. Researchers might have found the quote-unquote holy grail in the war against cancer, a miracle drug that they think can kill every kind of cancer tumor it has come in contact with. Fox News and New York Post reports the drug works by blocking a protein called CD47. It's an essential, like, essentially they call it a, quote, do not eat signal to the body's immune system. This is according to Science Magazine. The protein is produced in healthy blood cells, but researchers at Stanford University found that cancer cells produced an inordinate amount of this CD47 protein, thus tricking the immune system into not destroying the harmful cells. So basically, cancer cells are giving off this protein, this CD47, which tricks the body to not eat the bad cells. If we block this, and the researchers have built up an antibody that could block that CD47 that cancer gives off, the body immune system will be like, oh, okay, good, that is a bad cell, and I could attack it. Now, researchers have used the antibody in mice with human breast, ovary, colon, bladder, brain cancer, liver cancer, and prostate cancer transplanted into the mice. In each case, the antibody forced the mice's immune system to kill the cancer cells. This could be as easy as you're getting a shot or you're getting a pill as your chemotherapy. That basically causes your cancer cell to not give off the decoy signal, allowing your immune system to just go and fight the cancer. It could later be that easy. Now, nothing ever is that easy in science. We get so excited by these stories, don't we? We get all excited. We call our moms up and go, oh, mom, you're not going to believe this. You know, they think they found the cure for cancer. They've been talking for years about the cure for cancer. Okay, I mean, they've been talking about this stuff for years. And, no, we still don't have it. All right, but I really like the idea of this because I don't think it would be that unhealthy. You know, we've talked about how chemotherapy works and why healthy cells get affected. Some of the best treatments that we need, some of the best types of chemotherapy agents that are effective still make you go bald, still make you weak, still cause you to throw up. And so, you know, we need to find a medication that not only is affordable, not only is accessible, but also has low side effects. So if you have something like this that attacks a bad cancer's signal, then you really don't see how it would affect other cells, unless other cells give off that signal too. You see, but it's a whole different mechanism. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. In science news, researchers have created an ultra-thin and flexible Harry Potter-like invisibility cloak. Now, remember we talked about these invisibility screens and how they worked? Basically, you know, they heat up so much that when cold air hits it and your eyes look at an image, it causes you to reflect. It's a phenomenal manipulation of optical science. But now they think they were able to come up with a 0.15 millimeter Harry Potter-like invisibility cloak. Now, Harry Potter's cloak, I didn't really watch all the Harry Potter movies. I got bored, to be honest with them. But it was like a cloak. Okay, now they're trying to make something that is very small, lightweight. I don't really get this, though. It's 0.15 millimeters. I mean, that's really tiny. Anyway, they say until now, most invisibility cloaks have been large, cumbersome desk-mounted constructions that really stretch the definition of the word cloak, they say. But the University of Texas has come up with a 166 micrometer thick cloak. All right? Apparently, they use metamaterials. Metamaterials are materials found in nature And in the case of cloaking, they have a negative refractive index. A negative refractive index causes light to behave oddly, allowing for the creation of super lenses that bend light beyond the diffraction limit, or cloaks that bend light in such a way to make the covered object invisible. In this case, the researchers have kind of played around with the metamaterials and made this quote-unquote micro-thin cloak. Apparently, they call this a metascreen out of 66 micron thick sheet of copper. The copper is attached to a 100 micrometer thick sheet of flexible polycarbonate. The cloak is then attached to the object, which is, let's say, an 18 centimeter cylinder they're using, so the cloak perfectly conforms to the object's shape. The copper, they say, is patterned so that the scattered light from the cloak and the object cancel each other out. The end result is a cloak that hides the object from the microwaves emitted from any direction. And so this is just a little bit too scientific for me, but the idea that they can make these things, I mean, imagine for our military. Now, the problem is, this is on the internet, so everybody else can look at this and go, well, we're going to make it for our military too. But I think this is pretty cool. I guess they were able to hide an 18 centimeter cylinder from a 3.6 gigahertz, 1.21 gigawatts, 3.6 gigahertz microwave radiation. They could only hide micrometer scale objects, they say, invisible light. Okay, so the invisible cloak, my foot, they're still a long way away with that, but still cool nonetheless. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about cheap prescription drug secrets. Consumer Reports has found a way to get cheaper medications. We need to talk about this. It's going to be a great way to save money, and we like to save money. Allergy season is upon us, but scientists are saying that allergies are going to be lasting longer and just being a little worse than it has in years past. They think allergy season is going to last longer and allergies are going to be more severe. I'm not really too sure about, what they think is going on. If it's the higher levels of carbon dioxide, more pollen, I'm sure they're going to blame climate change, global warming. But we did notice a delay in our allergy season this year. So whenever there is a delay, it really hits with a higher force. I'm seeing people pretty messed up with allergies, and it came on pretty quickly. But again, I live in Vegas, where it's cold, 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 and then it gets hot, and then it gets cold again. It actually got cold a couple years ago in May. Not too sure what was going on with that. So, but we just have weird weather. So, we've talked about allergies a lot on the show. Of course, you could always call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You could email me when we are offline, and I will recap anything that you've missed. Remember, guys, we have podcasts, and you can always listen to the podcast and bone up on previous information. I haven't given you guys a pop quiz yet. I am thinking about it. So be prepared. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and God bless.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster. Stuff.
Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.